Do you want to reduce stress and get better sleep? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with exciting news about an effective non-drug solution. The Zen by Nuvana. It's a safe, easy way to reduce stress and anxiety, improve your mood, sleep, and focus naturally. Zen is state-of-the-art. It connects to patented earbuds and uses your music to safely and conveniently deliver electronic signals that stimulate your vagus nerve, a major communication pathway between the brain and most major organs. The Nuvana app links Zen to your mobile device using Bluetooth so you can easily control and customize your experience. Choose from a variety of signal patterns to find what works best for you. Zen is safe, easy, and effective. And for a limited time, get 20% off the exclusive Intelligent Medicine Bundle. For more information and to order, go to NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. That's Nuvana, N-E-U-V-A-N-A. NuvanaLife.com/Hoffman. Stress less. Focus more. Sleep better. Electronically. The Zen by Nuvana.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be talking about lots of intelligent medicine subjects this hour. Among the stories we're going to tackle, could excessive sugar intake contribute to aggressive behaviors, attention deficit disorder, even bipolar disorder? A new study suggests that maybe there's a linkage. Also, apples, berries, and tea, could they be effective for lowering blood pressure? 877-726-8255 is our number. And we'll also be talking about how 34% of older adults in the U.S. are prescribed potentially inappropriate drugs. But before we do that, let's take a call from Brad in Wisconsin. How you doing?
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks. How's it going over there?
It's going to get some snow here in a couple of days here, so.
Wow.
But that's normal, lovely, lively Wisconsin.
Yeah, and there's no snowbird opportunity, right?
Absolutely
you
not. You've
got to hunker down for a cold winter.
Yeah. Yep. Say, sir, I would like to ask you a question about peripheral artery disease.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something that you could do about that, or is there, like, the numbing of the valves of the feet, and it feels like my legs are, like, carrying 40-pound weights on the bottom of my ankles, and
you have trouble walking?
Yes.
Okay, and so that what they've done is they've done a Doppler test to show that you have impaired circulation down to your legs, right?
Yes, yeah.
Are you a former smoker by any chance?
Yes.
Okay,
but
not a current smoker.
Pardon me?
Not a current smoker.
No.
Okay, and you don't have diabetes?
No.
Okay, all right, so, you know, peripheral artery disease, or PAD, and formerly referred to as claudication, is a condition where people have like a heavy feeling, sometimes pain on exertion, you know, on walking. And sometimes they report that, they can barely walk a block without having to rest and lean up against a mailbox and recover before they can trudge onward. And, typically that's treated with angioplasty, you know, a surgery that opens up the arteries. But that type of treatment is temporarily successful, can open things up. But ultimately, those tend to close up again. And so, the conventional treatments are limited. In terms of medication, there's not a lot of medication that really is effective. I mean, some drugs are used, but they're marginally effective. I like to treat it nutritionally. One of the therapies in the arsenal of integrative physicians is chelation therapy. And I find chelation therapy very helpful for patients suffering from peripheral artery disease. That's something where you'd have to go to an integrative physician in your area. You can find them at an organization called ACAM. ACAM.org has a listing of physicians by zip code, and you might be able to find someone in your area who can administer the treatment. It's not covered by insurance. It can be pricey, but it is worthwhile. And you go to a place and you sit for a couple hours and you get an infusion of something that something called EDTA, which tends to promote circulation. In terms of things you can do on your own, my favorite supplement for this is polycosanol. Polycosanol is spelled P-O-L-I-C-O-S-A-N-O-L. And, you know, if this is too quick for you now, you can listen to the podcast of this program when we publish it on Monday to get the details. But polycosanol supplements promote circulation. This is an extract of the French maritime pine bark. And there's something about that that has vascular benefits and proven in some studies, you know, albeit, you know, relatively small studies, but studies show that it can be promising for the treatment of claudication. In addition, you know, other things that are helpful, you know, absolutely take fish oil. Fish oil may be beneficial here. I have here the study on polycosanol, 10 to 20 milligrams orally. It was found that polycosanol compared to aspirin, you know, which you should be taking if you're at risk for cardiovascular disease, 10-week randomized comparative study, was found to help improve comfortable walking distance. Also, consider nitric oxide supplements, because nitric oxide principle is that it dilates blood vessels, and yes, there may be some narrowing, but there's potentially some flexibility in your arteries left, and you can promote circulation with nitric oxide supplements. Berkeley Life makes a good one. It's available on Fullscript, which is our online dispensary. Carnitine, in some studies, has been shown to be helpful. That's C-A-R-N-I-T-I-N-E, carnitine. L-carnitine promotes energy metabolism in the cells, and that's essential for circulation and vasodilation. So those are among the things you can take. Make sure you're taking magnesium, because in the absence of magnesium, you sometimes have vascular spasm, arterial narrowing, and magnesium can be a vasodilator. It promotes circulation. So by taking something like magnesium glycinate, you can help to support your circulation. So those are among the things that are, you know, obviously there's issues related to diet and exercise. Your gradual graded exercise, you know, I know it's uncomfortable to exercise, but just gradually building up your exercise capacity will help your body restore circulation. And I think, you know, this is a good time to mention one of the supplements that I like for people who suffer from fatigue, whatever the cause. And that is something called NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It might have a place here. I would probably prescribe it. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also reduces some of the effects of aging. It's available in a variety of formulations that are tailored to your specific needs. Full spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas, immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and pure NT factor that you can simply add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT factor for years. I feel it helps my energy and my cognitive function and enables me to exercise at high levels. And it's something that you can get with a 45-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose now. And you can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or if you want to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's their new website. It's user-friendly, ntfactor.com. And now to the story about how 34% of older adults in the U.S. are prescribed potentially inappropriate drugs. Research comes out of the University of Buffalo. And there's a move afoot to deprescribe. In other words, get rid of unnecessary drugs taken by especially seniors in America. The proportion of potentially inappropriate medications, 34% for older adults, and it costs patients on average more than $450 per year, according to this survey. It's published in the Journal of the American Geriatrics Society, and they looked at the medications prescribed to older adults. Patients on average were prescribed twice as many drugs, were nearly twice as likely to be hospitalized or visit the emergency department, and were more likely to visit a primary care physician compared to older adults who were not prescribed potentially inappropriate medication. They also spent an additional $458 unnecessarily on health care. So deprescribing is a movement in America, and I heartily endorse it. It's going to the doctor not to be prescribed new or additional medications, but to have your medications checked out to see if some or all of them may be unnecessary and perhaps can be supplanted with healthier lifestyle choices, diet, exercise, and potentially nutritional supplements. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. You're welcome to call that number during the program, or you can call anytime you like, 24-7. Then you can record a question. We'll take some of those additional questions later. But amazing paper I came across, University of Colorado Medical School paper. Could excessive sugar intake contribute to aggressive behaviors, attention deficit disorder, and hyperactivity syndrome, and or bipolar disorder? This new review paper looks at evolution and current Western diet to help explain manic behaviors. New research suggests that conditions such as attention deficit hyperactivity syndrome, ADHD, bipolar disorder, and even aggressive behaviors may be linked with sugar intake, and that it may have an evolutionary basis. So what's this all about? Well, let's do a little thought experiment. Let's go back 50,000 years ago and visit an encampment where people are pretty darn near starving. It's the cold season. There's not a lot of game. There's not a lot of food available, and the people are basically sitting in a funk. And all of a sudden, Grog, one of these early Homo sapiens, comes running into the campsite, wildly gesticulating, and with a combination of gestures and grunts, he says, "Check this out! Check this out! You gotta come see! You gotta come see!" And the people in the campsite are already kind of dispirited, look at each other, and they say, "Grog, you know, he's a little bit out there. He's always exaggerating." But eventually their curiosity is piqued, and they follow Grog across a rugged mountainous terrain, eventually scaling a cliff. They say, "Grog, what are you doing? You're going to get yourself killed. You're going up this sheer cliff face. What are you doing?" And finally, Grog reaches the top, and he points to a small object, which is a beehive. And in that beehive is a rich source of honey. And amidst aggressively stinging bees, he doesn't care. He's kind of crazed because this is a source of sugar, a very rare source of sugar in that rather stark environment. And he throws down the hive. He's stung all over. And the tribe partakes of a feast of honey, which restores their energy, gives them a calorie source. And what they say here in the study from the University of Colorado Medical School, they present a hypothesis supporting a role for fructose, a component of sugar and high fructose corn syrup, in increasing the risk of certain behavioral disorders. Whoa. And I'm quoting, "We present evidence that fructose triggers a foraging response similar to what occurs in starvation." And the problem is that nowadays, you don't have to scale a vertical mountain cliff and get stung by bees to get your sugar. You can just go to the 7-Eleven. You can stock up at the local market. And you can get a six-pack of Coke or your favorite beverage that's sweetened with high fructose corn syrup. And the researchers say that the intake of fructose stimulates risk-taking, impulsivity, novelty-seeking, rapid decision-making, and aggressiveness to aid the securing of food as a survival response. But overactivation of this process from excess sugar intake may cause impulsive behavior that could range from attention deficit disorder to bipolar disorder or even aggression. And, you know, it's like the hostess Twinkie defense. You know, why did that guy shoot that councilman in San Francisco way back when? Well, he had too many hostess Twinkies. Made him aggressive. Made him homicidal. And the researchers recommend further studies to investigate the role of sugar in psychiatric disorders. And I say, yeah, for sure, they play a role. 877-726-8255 is our number for this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Join us. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which play a central role in helping support optimal immune function. Micell Immune Plus, Vitamin C 1000 Plus Zinc 15, and Vitamin D3 in a variety of potencies and delivery systems, liquid, chewable, and soft gels. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD oil to help my patients, but I also recommend CBD to healthy adults to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new product from Plus CBD. Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels. New Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels provide higher levels of CBD for the greatest impact on everyday health. This new product enables you to take fewer capsules to achieve an impactful level of CBD. And with pre-measured servings and no hemp flavor, Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels are a no-mess, no-fuss way to take advantage of CBD's myriad benefits. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 20% off. That's pluscbdoil.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. It's 877-726-8255. If you want to call with a question or even record a question, even when we're off the air, we'll tackle those questions next week. Something big is happening on November 3rd. Very momentous. And no, not the election. It's something even more momentous in my world. On November 3rd, all patients in the United States will have immediate access to clinical notes and thus will be able to read their doctor's writings as well as test results and reports from pathology and imaging. This is the result of the implementation of something called the 21st Century Cures Act that mandates that patients have fast electronic access to the following types of notes: consultations, discharge summaries, history, physical examination findings, imaging narratives, laboratory and pathology report narratives, and even procedure and progress notes. So I can remember the day. This was a source of great embarrassment to me. It happened about probably about 30 plus years ago. I was in my training, and I was in the on the floor. You know, we're Dr. Z patients, and there's like a nursing station where we kept the charts, and there was a guy reading the charts, and he was very, very old, an old man reading the charts. And so one of my superiors, one of my supervisors, also a young physician, said, "Look, that man is reading the charts. He's not supposed to be reading the charts. Could you please..." And I was being asked by one of my superiors to admonish this old man to stop reading the charts. You know, he was wearing a suit, and he just looked like some guy who'd wandered into the nursing station and was reading the charts. And I went over to him, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and he turned around, and I could see that he had this badge on that was a physician's identification badge. It turns out that this guy was some 80-plus venerated physician at the hospital, perhaps the oldest physician then currently in practice, a living legend. And I said, "Oh, excuse me, yes, sir. Please go ahead. Keep doing what you're doing." But what that illustrates is that in those days, it was absolutely taboo for patients to read their medical records because we didn't want patients to know what we had written about them. Partially because, well, sometimes we made very candid assessments about the patients that the patients may not like. Also, sometimes it would lead to too many questions. Like, "What do you mean? You wrote this, you wrote that. You mean you really think I might have this or I might have that?" Because we kind of think out loud in our medical notes. But also, it could result in a great deal of confusion. Patients could be shocked, confused, or annoyed by what they read. For example, one of our shorthands in medicine is SOB. It stands for shortness of breath. So if we write in a chart, "Patient is SOB," patient's going to get the chart and say, "What do you mean? You wrote that I'm an SOB." No. What I meant is that you report that you're having difficulty breathing. That's my medical abbreviation. I didn't write it out because, you know, we have to write a lot of stuff down. So we use these abbreviations that sometimes can be misconstrued. Champions of the open notes say that the benefits, including better provider-patient communication, outweigh the risks of confusion and misconstruing some of the notes. And but it's going to usher in an entirely new age, because we're going to have to write our notes with a view to the possibility that not only may insurance companies read the notes, eventually lawyers might read the notes if the case goes wrong and it becomes a malpractice case, but also patients themselves will read the notes. And so, you know, it ushers in an entirely new era of medicine. I mean, look, it's very egalitarian. It's transparent, but it's a big change. And I think it's going to affect a lot of medical practices. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's talk about what I consider maybe the next big thing in nutritional supplementation. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory nutrients our bodies need. Here's a brand new all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. It's Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health is four plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a delicious taking supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information and to order, call 888-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman for Black for Health. This item is interesting. For those of you women who suffer from hot flashes, it's a nuisance. It's bothersome, but it may have a more serious implication. In this article, they write, hot flashes and night sweats are generally considered benign symptoms, unpleasant but benign, that women need to get through during changes in reproductive hormones related to menopause. So no biggie, just a minor inconvenience. But these symptoms might actually flag underlying health problems. This according to the North American Menopause Society, NAMS. They presented study findings that indicate women who experience hot flashes are potentially at higher risk for a cardiovascular event. The majority of women, 70%, experience hot flashes and night sweats during menopause. About 30% experience severe debilitating symptoms. And those symptoms can last up to 7 to 10 years. They certainly can have a negative impact on a woman's quality of life. For those women, on a select basis, we prescribe a bioidentical hormone replacement. And, you know, I just saw a woman in the office for whom that has been a lifesaver. She had horrible symptoms. But in this study, they found that risk for cardiovascular problems, heart attack, and the need for revascularization, stents, and or bypass surgery was 51% greater in those women who experience frequent hot flashes than in the asymptomatic group. So what's going on here? Well, it may be that women who have hot flashes have other risk factors associated with cardiovascular disease. They may be more likely to be overweight, for example. I noticed that thinner women have less of a problem. More fit women, women who are athletes, have less often, not always, but often, they're better conditioned, in terms of hot flashes than women who are sedentary. So maybe it's correlation, not causation. But there is some evidence that administering hormone replacement therapy to women at the time of menopause not only relieves symptoms, but it may also reduce cardiovascular risk because estrogen may be beneficial for the heart and the circulatory system and the brain as well. So hot flashes, you know, not to be dismissed lightly. They may occasion a search for cardiovascular risk factors that women can pay attention to and avoid. Last week, we talked about an article entitled Apples for Preventing Cardiovascular Disease. I headlined that two apples per day keeps the cardiologist away. That was the take-home of that study. This is another study that substantiates the benefits of not just apples, but also berries and tea, which contain flavanols. Flavanols are a major class of dietary bioactives found in certain fruits, especially apples, as well as berries, in cocoa, red wine, and leafy greens. But tea is the champion source. Researchers looked at nutritional biomarkers to estimate flavanol intake, and they found that individuals who consumed the highest amount, especially of tea, but also of certain fruits like apples and berries, also cocoa, had a lower risk for high blood pressure. The results showed the participants with the highest 10% of flavanol intake had a blood pressure on average 1 to 3 milligrams per of mercury lower than those with the lowest 10% of it. So not that much of a difference, but even that small difference can result in a substantial reduction in risk of cardiovascular disease. So those fruits and vegetables and the flavanols that you obtain from tea and cocoa may help you prevent high blood pressure. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines 4 plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you. And 877-726-8255. That's our number. And I encourage you to write that number down, 877-726-TALK. And you can call during the week, even when we're not on the air, and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I'm a 57-year-old woman, been diagnosed with premature ventricular contractions. So my heart pounds and beats fast. I have been told by my cardiologist that they can do an ablation procedure. I had been on bistolic. That didn't control it. I've been on diltiazem for about 8 months. That hasn't controlled it. They haven't seen any damage from it. I take omega-3s, I take CoQ10, all sorts of things. I drink beet juice. Are there any other suggestions you have to avoid having an ablation procedure? Because I think that's the option of last resort. So I'd like your opinion on what possibly can be done. Also, is exercise helpful? I appreciate your answer on this. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, PVCs, premature ventricular contractions, or skipped beats, that, you know, can ultimately become dangerous if they go in long runs. You know, like one here and there is merely bothersome. You know, you have that sensation of something in your chest, you know, a skip beat, a palpitation, which is what, you know, people subjectively complain about. And then, you know, you get an analysis, you get an EKG, and they say, oh, yep, you've got PVCs. Hopefully the PVCs don't come in twins. That would be called bigeminy. And then if you have three of them, it's a triplet or trigeminy. But, you know, if you have a run of PVCs, that's a dangerous thing. So medications can be used to control that. They, you know, do sort of a halfway job. In your case, they haven't been that helpful. There are new techniques of ablation. Ablation is pioneered in atrial fibrillation, but can also be used in some cases for PVCs. You got to see an electrophysiologist, which is that's a subspecialty within cardiology, where they actually look at the conduction of electrical impulses in your heart. And they try to locate where the glitch is, and then they zap it. And that's more or less successful. You know, recently fielded a call from a woman who had had four unsuccessfully. And so sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. There are some risks associated with that. Sometimes people have damage to a part of their heart that, or to a valve that's adjacent to where they're ablating. And that is a rare but serious complication of ablation, so you don't want to undertake it lightly. Are there natural therapies that are surefire for this? Well, you're doing some of the right things. You know, you're taking some fish oil. It may have some benefit. You're taking coenzyme Q10 that strengthens the pumping action of the heart, but may not address this. The most useful nutrient for this is magnesium taurate. A specific type of magnesium, taurine and magnesium, have dual effects on heart rhythm. And may be helpful for this. One of the problems is that people simply take one or two a day, and sometimes they have to ramp up slowly to take as many as six or eight a day. I've had some patients who said, yeah, you know, I took it and I was, you know, thought it wasn't working. But when you encouraged me to go up a little bit, I found that I had less or none of those skip beats. So you could give that a shot. That may help. Magnesium at high levels can cause a laxative effect, but usually magnesium taurate is more gentle on the stomach. Give it a shot as an alternative to the ablation, but, you know, you may have to bite the bullet and get do a trial of that treatment to see if you can get rid of the problem. This item is a new warning on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you know, commonly used for pain, for injuries, for, you know, athletic soreness, or, you know, cramps of various kinds, menstrual cramps even. The FDA has issued a warning for the second half of pregnancy. Used in early pregnancy, it's actually been shown that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs can cause fertility problems for not the woman, but for her female offspring. So, interesting that this new warning states that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs can be problematic for women in the latter stages of pregnancy. It's just, they should be avoided. You know, both Tylenol and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Tylenol, not great for the developing infant. So, makers of drugs like ibuprofen, naproxen, diclofenac, and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs will be required to update their labeling with a new warning for women in pregnancy, Low-dose aspirin, an exception, may be an important treatment for some women during pregnancy, but should be taken under the direction of a healthcare professional. There you have it. That's all the health news that you can use, hopefully with a positive impact on yourself and on your loved ones. That's what we want to share with you each weekend here on Intelligent Medicine. You can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by checking out our website at drhoffman.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can follow us on social media, Facebook and Twitter. We're quite active. And you can download our podcast. Subscribe via your favorite podcast service. It's been a pleasure. All you folks out there, stay safe amid what may be a second wave of COVID-19, and get ready to vote. This is Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.